Gasp. Is that Tony and Ryan?
Yes, it is.
Melanie Pleasant.
Do you hate me? Because I hate me.
Why
do we hate you?
What did you do?
I missed your call and I was like such a dunce.
Oh, no, don't be silly. I wouldn't answer Ryan's call either.
And then you know what? I like saw that there was a voicemail and I'm fumbling and freaking out like I won the lottery and I deleted it. I didn't even get to listen to it. I was like, your favorite listener.
Well, Tony and I actually sung a song to you, and it was great. And a part of the song after the first rendition of the chorus was, and we'll never sing it again. So, yeah.
And then Ryan also gave his credit card information with the security code on the back, so you could have spent all his money, but now you can't.
Yeah, well, better luck next time, Pleasant.
Oh, shoot. I think there's a way to undelete. I'll have my husband, he's software engineer. He'll figure it out.
Well, if I start buying random shit in Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'll know that you got that voicemail back.
But now that you decided to fucking answer the actual phone, would you mind approving the podcast?
Absolutely, I will.
Yay!
I would love to. Hey, this is Melanie from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, a lot of TARPers are choosing to ignore their actual job title.
Fair enough.
And kind of like spice it up, spruce it up, fancy it up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say just not do it.
Quitting.
Yeah, just ignoring it. Yeah. Just like, cool, I'm not going to do that thing.
Well, what's coming up, and you can play along as well listening, is Tony, I'm going to tell you what they've decided their job title is, and you're going to guess from that what they actually do during the day.
And they're TARPers from our Facebook group?
Yep.
Ooh.
And there's a couple of great ones there as well.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's looking real good. But first, normal or nah?
Woo.
Now, I was called out for this last week. Normal or nah? Being in your mid-30s and wearing a backpack.
I'm saying normal.
Well, me too. Every day.
Surely wearing a backpack's normal.
So I don't know if it's
so handy.
I don't know if it's the because I like clip it in and keep it like nice and tight. But oh, see, you're pulling a little. So when I get home from work and I roll in with the backpack, Bridget's like, "Oh, you look so cute." I was like, "No, I'm not like she." And she's like, "It's like a cute little schoolboy. You look so cute." And I'm like, "I'm not cute. I've been at work."
You do look cute in your backpack, but when.
But I feel like it's a condescending cute. It's not a cute.
Yeah, I don't think cute's ever really great.
No, again, when you're older than 8 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid's cute. Great. Oh, that guy who's in his mid-30s. Oh, that's cute.
But when Torbs wears his backpack, he looks tough. Why do you look cute?
Why do I look cute and he looks tough?
I don't know.
How does he wear it?
He does the dump. Maybe it's the type of backpack. Or maybe you're just not a backpack guy. Maybe you're not tall enough.
I'm like a foot taller than you.
Oh, my God. I've never seen someone get so angry so quickly.
No, just because you randomly say, like, if I walk past you, go, I forget how tall you are. And now suddenly I'm like a little child with a backpack.
Maybe you're not tall enough.
Does he have it? Because I sometimes have it tied tight. Does Torb's kind of, you know, have a bit off the shoulder and a bit relaxed or a bit just looser in the straps?
So he wears this both straps.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he's old. He can't. Yeah.
Sling it over one side.
Exactly. I mean, he's younger than you. So maybe that's what it is. Younger than you.
Wow.
But I two-strap my backpack.
Are you a regular backpacker? Oh, since because you ride the scooter, you backpack all the time. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, fuck everyone else then.
How come you look shit in a backpack?
Yeah.
Normal or now looking shit in a backpack?
Normal for me. I'll put a photo of me and then a photo of just other people. Can you take a photo of Torbs later today?
Yeah.
Do a side-by-side.
Yeah. For some reason, you just look shit in a backpack.
I fucking hate this because it's true.
How funny. Maybe it's just the type of backpack.
Yeah.
Because I've got quite a cool backpack. Maybe.
Where's your backpack from?
Mine's a Herschel one.
Was that cool? Like a skater brand? It sounds like a skater brand. Or am I thinking of Hershey's the chocolate?
Both are good.
Yeah. I used to rock a well-weathered, dirty Kathmandu bag.
You were using that when I first met you.
Yeah. And now I'm using an Everlane bag. Which I thought was cool, but apparently, it must be the way I wear it because I've changed backpacks and it's still the same response.
Yeah.
So it's obviously not the bag.
I think maybe you're just not a backpack guy.
It's not the bag, it's the way you wear it.
Imagine if you got one of those.
Is it possible just that there's backpack guys and not backpack guys? Why have you lost the plot?
Okay, you remember those, like, when it was cool to wear those, like, side bags, but they were, like, a big laptop bag?
They were never
bag?
Cool. I know the ones. They were never cool. And neither were the people that used them.
Should you get one of
those? No, because of what I just said. Only maybe it's because I knew this one guy who was a bit of a fuckhead who used to wear one of those and it just put me off him.
They were really cool for a couple of years
were
at
they?
School. Yeah, like when I was at school, they were like Roxy or Billabong or whatever. Like it was cool to have a side bag.
Yeah.
But they were so bad for you. Like because if your bag was heavy, it would only be
spine.
On one shoulder. Yeah, your spine.
Terrible.
People overlook the spine.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
Oh, do you love watching like chiropractor TikToks? Where they do the cracks.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Oh, once you see one, you'll see 10,000 because the algorithm finds you. Fuck me. But it's like, I think they put the microphone on their back so you can really hear like.
Oh, like whenever I go to the osteo, it's so satisfying when they like crack your neck to the side and stuff. Oh my God, it's the best.
All right.
On backpacks.
Yeah.
Normal to wear them. Normal for you to look shit in them, unfortunately. Sorry.
It's a real fucking shame. George Wendell has entered the group chat.
Oh, God, don't say Anton and Groom Wendell in the and George Wendell in the same sentence.
Do you want to have another crack at that one, mate?
Don't say Anton and George Wendell in the same sentence.
If you're new to the podcast, we can't talk now. Tony just spat her lemon and ginger grass tea.
If you're new to the podcast.
If you're new to the podcast, George Wendell is traditionally our spokesperson and reporter on all things orgy related.
Yep. Because he made a comment once about having done it, and it was at the time when only 5 people listened to the podcast, so it really stood out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 20% of the 5 listeners were in regular orgies, so it was
can
fascinating.
Can do maths, can't wear a backpack. Yep.
Normal. George Renner works at Harvard, by the way. He's a smart guy.
Really?
Yeah. That blew my mind.
I'm not being surprised in a rude way, but I wasn't expecting it.
Normal or nah, says George. Facing away from the shower head when you're washing your hair. I used to hang out with a guy who said facing the shower head made him want to vomit. Like he just, every time he faced the shower head, it like did his head in. So we all suggested facing away from the shower head and it was like some huge revelation that he'd never considered before in his life that it was actually even an option that you could face away from it. So
you can face whatever way you want.
Yeah, and this guy was like, "Really?" It's like he was like, "Is that legal?"
So he turns around and woo, and the police come knock on his door.
So normal or nah, says George, facing away from the showerhead.
Normal.
Yeah.
If I'm washing my hair, I'm facing away.
I'm probably facing away 80% of the time.
Yeah, I face forward obviously if I'm like. Washing my face because then the water's like on your face.
Yeah.
But like in the shower, you turn like a rotisserie chicken.
So George says, the fact my friend was so shocked, we then started questioning ourselves as in like, oh, hang on, are we the weird guys?
But if he was never facing the other way in the shower, how is his like back getting like wet and clean and stuff? And his bum. Oh, no wonder he's friends with George Wendell.
Well, if there's one time you need to clean your asshole after spending an afternoon over there.
He's like, I'm going to have to turn around in the shower. There's no other option. I'm going to have to do it.
Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up. This is from May Lee. Normal or nah, sucking crisps in your mouth to lick off all the seasoning and flavouring until it's soft, only then chewing the chip.
Who's listening to this podcast? May Lee. Come on. I'm going to say nah.
Nah.
I've obviously done it in my life, probably when I was a kid, because your mum only gives you those like tiny packets of chips and you want them to like last as long as possible.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done it in probably, 15 years. I get it. I do get it. But probably did it as a kid. It's probably not something I'd do as an adult.
For me, not biting into the crisp until it's no longer crispy, it's just like mushy Weet-Bix. That sounds gross.
Soggy Weet-Bix should be illegal.
Lots of people enjoy this segment because they're like, oh, like I thought I was the only one. And it's great from the tarpers to get like reassurance that maybe it is normal and other people are doing it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for May Lee, she just put that one out there and everyone's like, nah, that is pretty fucked, eh? You are pretty gross.
I went to school with this girl who every lunchtime, at the beginning of lunch, she'd put her whole sandwich in her mouth. right?
What was her name?
Katie was her name.
Oh, okay. And she's up to now?
I think she's like a physicist or something. She's like, she's really, really smart.
Okay. But, it seems like it.
So at the beginning of lunch, she'd put her whole sandwich in her mouth. And then she just wouldn't like talk or chew or do anything until and the end of lunch. Just like let it soak in her mouth.
Oh.
Let it soak in her mouth. And then it
Katie.
Would just. Yeah. And then it would just be like garbage by the time. And then she'd like swallow it and move on.
I've heard some fucked things on this podcast.
Oh, maybe I should have used a fake name.
But what I've just heard about Schmady is.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like she just tried it once.
Oh, she like used to do it.
Like that was every day.
Yeah. In primary school. Like in primary school.
So explain to me the first time that you saw this. Are you like, is Katie all right? Is she going to choke? Because I'm imagining it's like her like cheeks are sticking out because the sandwich is so big.
You know how when we first met, yeah. I said to you, is it weird that you're adopted?
Yeah.
And you were like, no, it's all I've ever known. Like, she
I don't
just...
know any different than having a chick called Katie in my yeah. life who walks around with a soggy fucking unchewed sandwich in her face.
Yeah. Like, she just.
And I don't know any different.
She just always did it. Like, so I don't remember the first time because it just. She just always did it. Do you know what I mean? So I'm sorry to liken Schmady and her unchewed sandwich to your adoption journey, but
oh, it's pretty much the same thing.
I mean, you were unchewed, the sandwich is unchewed. I feel like it's the same.
We were both left to go soggy before we were left at a doorstep. I get it. Katie, and she's a physicist now.
Yeah, she's really smart.
Was she one of those people that could have gone either way?
From the sounds of things, yes.
Like, because if what I'm hearing, and then 10 years later, it's like, oh, did you hear about Katie? Yeah. She, like, held up a servo and, like, fucking robbed a whole bunch of people and she's in the asylum. You'd be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, didn't do her sandwiches, yeah. So.
Not surprised by that, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
We should have seen that one coming.
Yeah. this is from Lauren Meredith.
I reckon
there might be a bit of Tony in this one.
Okay.
Normal or nah? Being abnormally anxious in the lead up to and during a minute's silence. I can't take the pressure of being silent for a whole minute, says Lauren Meredith. Tony, have you ever been silent for a minute in your whole life?
Yes, I'm actually would always win the silent game at school. You
What's
know, we
the
need
silent
a,
game?
You know, we need
oh,
to.
I just lost the game again. Fuck, that's twice in 2 weeks. Sorry, go on.
What?
Do you not know what the game is?
Nah.
The game is how long you can go without thinking about the game.
That's so stupid.
We'll play. It starts now. Okay, now tell me about old mate.
Okay, so we, you know how at school you'd have to like see how long you could sit quiet for and you'd like win a prize. And it was obviously the days that like your teachers had a hangover or something and they wanted you all to be fucking quiet.
Okay, that I don't think I'd be dumb enough to fall for that.
Oh, my mum.
It's a competition. You'll get a prize.
My mum and dad used to play with us as well. They called it dead dogs. And they'd be like, however long you could be quiet for.
Looking back now, do you just see that fraud for what it was?
Yes, but I'm so competitive that I always wanted to win.
And so you were good at it?
Yeah, I was really good at it because I wanted to win so bad. So a minute silence, the only thing that does make me anxious about a minute silence is like my tummy rumbling or... like accidentally shitting myself or something. But that's a genuine anxiety day to day.
Yeah.
So I feel like probably makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, the chances of me lasting a minute without needing to go to the bathroom are pretty low.
Chance of you lasting a minute anywhere. Bit of gear from me.
Bit of gear from you. Bit of gear from you. And finally, this is from Lania Vasquale.
Lania. Beautiful.
And I can confirm that is not how you say that name. It just rolled off the tongue, but as I re-look at it. Lini Vasque? Let's go with Lania Vasquale. Just sounds exotic.
I'm so sorry.
Normal, well, you won't be. Normal or nah? Letting your dog lick your feet.
Nah.
Nah.
Fucking nah.
Nah. Cop that, Vinsquale.
No.
No.
Fucking no.
If you came here for moral support?
You have not found it. go chew a sandwich with Katie.
Or don't chew a sandwich with Katie. Go suck on a soggy sandwich with Katie.
Letting your dog lick your feet. Oh, my God.
This is Melanie from Tulsa, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on the podcast, it's not just an audio show, it is a video show on Friday. So in the Spotify app,
a video show.
A vodcast. Video on demand. Cast.
Oh, apparently POD.
No, I read that. Okay. No, it's true. Oh. The thing I don't like about our podcast is when I just like hear a rumor or make something up and state it as fact that people will correct me. I don't like that. I just prefer to live in ignorance is bliss.
Okay.
For example, this comment I don't want to hear about.
Okay.
Fake
news.
On the vodcast tomorrow.
Yes.
We're going to hear about traveling Tony because when you and I traveled together the other day, this is not a traditional flap Tony, but you just, there was a few throwaway comments that I was like, okay.
We're still fairly early in our relationship, you
yep.
and I.
Yep.
We've only been friends for what, like almost 2 years?
Yep.
That we're still learning things about each other.
Yeah. And it's not just going to be all like stacks on Tony. I've got an admission to make.
Good.
There's something that I do that I don't recommend.
Great.
But I still, for some reason, do it all the time.
Cool.
So that's tomorrow on the vodcast, which you can watch. And this time we'll actually record the whole thing, unlike last week when I fucked up the SD card and we got to see great photos of Tony from her childhood.
A
instead.
Weird collage of
yeah.
my
it was
Facebook
great. No,
photos.
It was great. People loved it, I think.
I got all these messages of people being like, why aren't you on the vodcast? And I was like, ask Ryan. Anyway.
You're on the first 10 minutes of it before the SD card filled up. Hey, we've all been there. You got USB. Yeah. It gets full.
You know that if I didn't do my SD card properly, there'd be no audio either.
Oh, we could just watch you and just figure it out.
Just lip hope read. That what I was saying was funny.
Lip read. Yeah, when yeah. you laugh, I'll just laugh with you. Yeah, must have been good.
A big thank you to a few of our champion tappers, Liam, Jere Chula, Ian Orr McGregor, Maddie Quam, Shannon Katnark, James Gilmore. Thank you so much. Christina Trifunovic, Jaden, Joshua Araby, Damien Cadamby, Heidi Crowley, and Desiree Bedard. A lot of names, wasn't it?
And Desiree Bedarly.
Bedardy.
Yeah. All right, fancy job titles. I love this. Because sometimes, you know, we've all had those jobs that they're not that exciting. And for some reason, society feels like the first question you ask someone when you meet someone, oh, so what do you do for a cross? What do you do for work? And then they judge you with the answer.
Yeah.
So, hey, put a bit of mayo on it. Make it sound good. I'm with you. I love this.
On tomorrow's podcast, I'm going to talk about how we were at like a conference last week. And I met a few people actually who I was like, oh, so what do you do at blah company where you work? And they went, oh, I'm the head of growth innovation, this guy goes. And I was like, fuck, that must go off on LinkedIn. He's like, that's about it though.
Yeah,
like,
it doesn't go off in the office.
It goes off on LinkedIn, but then, you know, I get coffee for the boss still, like everybody else.
All right. For example, Samantha Marie, she's a tapper. She works in one of the Amazon fulfillment centers, the big warehouses.
Fuck, yeah.
And when people ask what she does, she goes, oh, I work for Jeff Bezos.
That sounds good,
and
doesn't it?
It sounds like he's like 2IC.
Yeah, or he's PA or something.
Yeah, he's PA or you're like, you know, an investment advisor. It's like, yeah, I work for Jeff Bezos. And everyone goes, oh. And she's like, I just work in the warehouse. You know, an order comes in and going, oh, Tony Lodge has ordered a book. Cool, put it in the box, send it off.
That is good though. Good. I really like that.
All right. You have to guess, and you listening to the podcast as well as you, Tony.
Yep.
Guess what these people do.
Okay.
Zach, Tarpa Zach.
Hi, Tarpa Zach.
Is an assassinations director. Yeah.
Assassinations director.
How fucking James Bond and elite and epic is that?
Well, yeah. So instantly I'm like, is he the head of like a hitman company or the CIA or something?
Was this your official
answer? Hang on. No, I'm working through it. Assassinations director. Oh, but then I'm like, if it's a silly job title, maybe it's like, is it like pest control?
Yes, got it.
Is
cool,
it actually? Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. We're on the board. Zach works out of his van, does inspections, pest control, all that sort of stuff. What do you do, mate? I'm an assassinations director. Director of assassinations.
I like
that.
Yeah,
it's so good. I love that, Zach. Good on you. Chloe is a Power Ranger.
Power Ranger. obviously, immediately, as I'm sure she intends,
yeah.
My head goes to the kids' TV show.
Absolutely.
I loved that show so much.
The Pink Power Ranger.
I was always the pink one, yeah.
I had a thing for the pink one.
Of course you did.
Maybe that's why we're like...
doing it together.
Oh.
Yeah. Power Ranger. Oh, like check people's power meter, like to do their bill.
Similar. Oh. On the right track.
Yeah. Hooked people's power up.
She's an electrician.
Oh.
Yeah.
An electrician. Oh, that's fucking good.
Yeah, I know a few. In Australia, we call them Sparkies.
Yeah.
But I think Power Ranger is the elite choice.
I really like that.
You already know the answer to number three because we have worked at a place that employed one or two of these people.
Oh, okay.
And that is the director of first impressions.
Isn't that the best name you've ever heard for a receptionist?
Bing, bing, bing.
Honest, oh, and it looks fucking good on the bottom of your email signature.
Director of First Impressions.
I love it. That was at SCA in Bunbury.
Yeah, and it's not even like, oh, this is a funny thing. In our workplace, that was what that's called.
They took it really seriously.
So like, yep, this lady works in sales. There's the production office and here's our Director of First Impressions.
Yeah, we called them Doffies.
Doffies, yeah. Who was the Doffy? Annalise was the Doffy when I was there. What was
Mel. Okay. Yeah.
So different Doffies.
Different Doffies. Same day, different Doffy.
Now, this one seems a little bit sexy, I think.
Sexy?
Or can be sexy.
Ooh.
Bianca is a flesh mechanic.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, but like,
a flesh mechanic. Tattoo artist?
She's a registered nurse. Oh. Well, she just takes care of people and their bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not loving that one as much.
No.
It feels very Dexter.
So like, my first thought was tattoo vampire. Artist,
yep.
And then I thought surgeon.
Yep.
Because
medical, yeah.
Yeah. But registered nurse, no, I love that. I wonder if they let her put that on her security tag. You know how nurses have always got the...
Walks into the hospital, just scans in, go, oh, righto, flesh mechanics in town.
It sounds like you've explained what a nurse is to an alien.
Yeah.
And they've decided what it's called. Or that you, like, plugged in what a nurse does and then they, like into one of those AI things and it was... that's what popped back out.
So you know how... may she rest in peace. The queen would have had many like servants and assistants and stuff.
Yeah.
Like. Blade is an assistant to many kings and queens.
Oh. Drag club stage manager.
No, I feel like that's cool. I feel like that's, you would just say that.
Okay. Assistant to many kings and queens. A professional chess player.
No. Oh. But that's a good guess.
Kings and queens. Okay, I need to think outside the box, Tony. Kings and queens. I don't know.
Blade works in aged care and she takes care of many kings and queens of our lives at the top of the table, you know, on behalf of the prince and princesses.
So she is a flesh mechanic for the kings and queens.
Yeah.
Wow, full circle.
Full circle. All right, a few to go here. Tamara is a government spending advisor.
Maybe like a PA who deals with all the petty cash.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yes. So she works for a government department and she's like paying the invoices and like has to teach the other people how to like put it in the system.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, you got to fill out the form. How do you do it? Oh, fuck, I'll show you.
Yeah.
But like government spending advisor being like, oh, do we put $100 million into defence or do we put it into health?
But she's like, yes, John, you can have a $4 card for your international roast for the break room or whatever.
Two to go here. Lucy, this sounds sick. And I think this is one of the most important jobs.
Oh.
Lucy is a next generation influencer.
A teacher.
Primary school teacher,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Next generation influencer. It's like the next iteration of like Instagram influencers.
Yeah, it sounds like you're the cutting edge of social media technology. No, I'm teaching kids how to count.
I love that.
And finally, McKenna. She takes, people go, what do you do for a living, McKenna? She goes, oh, I take nudes. And she specializes in like in boob shots.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Yeah.
Is that the job?
Yeah. So when people say, what do you do? That's what she says.
Oh.
She goes, oh, I help people with their nudes and make sure their boobs are like in the perfect spot.
Oh, like a mammogram person.
Yes, she does mammograms.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
When I had to have a mammogram,
yeah.
The girl was so nice. And I was like, oh, my boobs look a bit random. She was like, they look great. And it just made me feel nice.
Yeah. And I mean,
you have to be a certain type of person to make people feel comfy when they're fucking naked from the waist up.
Absolutely.
And I really appreciated that. So you're doing the Lord's work because it is the most terrifying fucking thing to go in and do. So I love that.
Yeah. And you so, and McKenna's probably gassing them up. Like, like medically, but like.
Oh.
Gassing them up.
Well, because I was like, are you nervous and whatever? And I was like, oh. You're like hoiking your tit onto this thing. Like it's not, you know, the prettiest thing.
Yeah, it's a vulnerable moment.
And she's kind of like moving your boob around or whatever. So, no, I really appreciate that. Thanks for helping me take my nudes.
You did a really good job of that, and I hope everyone listening was also as clued on. But also what I do want to get from this is I hope people may have been inspired by some of these job titles.
Yes.
Because I'm all about that.
Yeah, come up with a new one for your work. I did.
Remember,
we called me Muscles because I carry this podcast?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I'm still like, all the jokes aside, do you like sometimes struggle when people are like, what do you do for a living?
Yes.
Because you go on a podcast and they go, yeah, but like, but what do you do for work?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
Yes. I really struggle. And because saying, oh, I'm a podcaster just sounds like.
We sound like a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone suggested, why don't you say you work for Spotify, but I don't work for Spotify.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
So it's so hard. I don't actually know what to say.
That actually happened the other week, Tony. They're like, what's it like working for Spotify? I'm like, oh, we don't work there. Like they're in Sydney, we're in Melbourne. We take a day every now and then. We're on their app.
Yeah.
It's like if we uploaded a YouTube video, oh, you work for YouTube?
Yeah. Which is so weird.
Maybe we should just start saying that because it sounds, even though it's not true, it sounds gangster though.
Yeah, it does. But then if someone says, what do you do? I'll be like, oh. I open the app occasionally.
Yeah. I upload the audio. I'm an audio queen. Hey, what do you love to see, Tony? Besides a sick job title.
I love to see Aaron Douglas Moore. He's a tapper in our podcast.
How you do?
A tapper in our podcast group on Facebook. And Aaron posted a picture of him with his Frank Green water bottle on the top of a mountain.
Oh, an athletic tapper. Stop putting us to shame.
At the top of Mount Whitney, which is 14,500 feet up. Which is a lot.
That's insane.
And Aaron said, a big thank you to Tony Lodge and Ryan John for keeping me wet with the water bottle, obviously keeping me hydrated, as I hiked through wildfire smoke to get to the tallest point in the continental US. Fun fact, it's really hard to catch your breath when you're laughing your ass off at this elevation. So we kept Aaron company while he was walking up the side of Mount Whitney, which is amazing. And he says, this trip marked the 1-year anniversary of my mum passing away, and I wanted to pass along my gratitude for normalising humour with grief. And no need to comment your condolences. I know you all didn't kill her. Which I love to see that. We don't say sorry here, so that's fucked, Aaron, but fucking good on you. That is so awesome. And you've probably seen the photo in our Facebook group, but Ryan, I'm just showing you here. This is Aaron with his,
oh, that's sick.
With his water bottle.
Not that the Frank Green water bottle isn't like a great water bottle, but for some reason I'm like, oh, if you're like a professional hiker scaling mountains, you would have some like...
Like a camelback
or something?
Surely you need more than 750 mils of water.
Yeah, I'm like, is there not a system in place? Like, oh, and so in your hydration strategy? Yeah, I listened to this podcast.
And they sent me a water bottle, so I figure I'll just use that one.
I'll just fill it up, yeah. Yeah, righto.
But you fucking love to see that. Thanks for sharing, Aaron.
So my love to see it is this beautiful young lady who is trying to do a... like a day in the life, like a fancy influencer. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, I get up at 4 a.m. and I journal and I blah, 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 blah. And
I love those videos.
But not to judge, But she's clearly, just like you and I, a bit of a piece of shit who just sleeps in and fucking lounges around. Yep. And like,
you love to see
who's
that
motivated to be up at four journaling and doing the yoga and like fucking whatever. So she's doing this and her mum's there and her mum's like, bitch, I know you. Like, don't pretend like,
oh my God,
you fucking
amazing.
Do this shit.
Yep.
So have a listen to the mum pissing herself laughing, and even the girl who's trying to explain what she does in day, she's like, oh, the fucking cat's out of the bag. And she's like, do I keep lying? Do I be honest? So just have a listen to this.
Hi, my name is Deanne Woodley. These are my parents. My student number is 1761029. So how do I start my day? Every day I wake up at 5 o'clock and... I wake up at 5 o'clock and I go for a jog, and then I come back at 6, and at that time my parents wake up, so I make breakfast for everyone. So I make breakfast for everyone. When I'm done with breakfast, that's when I take the clothes to... That's when I take the clothes and put it in the washing. At 8 o'clock, I start with my uni work, and I try to
oh my
do
God,
as much
the
as
mom
possible
is so,
so I can
funny.
Eat lunch for everyone.
So they're like elbowing her, being like, bitch, what are you talking about? And for some reason, she's like, nope. We're only doing one take and it's all true, and she just keeps persisting. I don't know if it's like a entrance for university
for uni
or something.
Yep. Oh my
and
God.
And I'm really committed to my studies, and her dad's like,
I love the mum like starts like coughing up a lung because she's laughing so hard.
Then I make
so
breakfast
funny.
For everyone. She's like, bitch, you don't even know where the kitchen is in there. And hey, like I said, I ain't judging, and respect yep. for just... Choose your
Powering
story, girl.
Through.
That's your truth,
Stick
and I'm
it.
Sticking with it.
Yeah, fucking respect. Fuck, that's so funny. Oh, and she just seems to have like a really good relationship with her
parents,
family.
Yeah.
Yeah, how nice.
And
oh.
you know, usually, I think they're like a South Asian family. The stereotype is like, you have to be this. You know, it's
like really staunch. Like
every Indian, the stereotype is like, yeah, my parents want me to be a doctor, and it's this, and they're just like, mate. It is what it is.
You are who you are. It's fine.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to get you into medical school, girl. You just do what you want, and we're here to we'll love you no matter what.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
All right, thank you so much for listening. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
For the video show, I believe is what you called it before, Granddad.
Yeah, I work for YouTube, so I'm down with the new lingo.
Pushing their agenda. Oh, love it.